Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for the Satellite Guys Podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Well, actually, it's not Goalie Bob yet. And how are you doing today on Sunday afternoon? Well, how about those Patriots? Let's see if we can get Goalie Bob on the line. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, Scott. Yes, oh, Scott, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Well, everybody, welcome to the first edition of Satellite Guys Radio, the live call-in show where you guys are in control. Let's see what's happening here. Since this is a test broadcast, I want to make sure everything's working properly. Guest 212 is asking how they hear us. And right from the homepage, there should be a link. Let me just check real quick. Make sure that link is now active. Hold on 1 second. And again, this is a test show, so we're just testing everything out. Let's see here. I don't know if anybody can hear us or not at the moment. So go to blogtalkradio.com/satelliteguys, and there's a click to listen button, and you can listen there. Click on the click to listen button at blogtalkradio.com/satelliteguys. Okay. Bob, how are you doing today? Bob, you still with us? If you can hear me say something. Okay, let me dial back in. I think there's a problem with Skype here. I'm actually dialed in through Skype to the 800 number. And Bob, I can't hear you, so let me mute you for a second. And then there you are. Can you hear me now, Bob? Still cannot hear Bob, but looks like we're going. Bob, speechless for once. Yep, guest 226. All right. Well, let's do this while we're waiting for Bob to get back online. I'm going to hang up on Bob. Bob, call back in, and we'll get you back online here in a second. All right. And if you're listening out there, you can give us a call at 347-205-9051. That's the Satellite Guys radio hotline. And let's see here. Number 347-205-9051. This is a special test broadcast, so excuse me for the technical difficulty. And we're trying to get Bob. He's not there no more. He's finally got hung up on. Hopefully we can get him back into the mix in just a second here on Satellite Guys Radio. Hey, this week we hit a big milestone, 100,000 members. Let's see. We've got a caller coming in now. Let's go to the call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. There's Bob. Okay, Bob, we hear you fine. And Bob, I think we got another caller. Let's go to that one and see who's there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Scott. Bob, it's Jamie Kay.
Hey, Jamie, how are you doing today?
Sounds great today. I'm excited to check you out before the Cowboy game started. But, yeah, this sounds great.
Excellent, excellent. We're wondering how it's all going to work. It's a little buggy, but I think we can deal with it. Say hello to Goalie Bob.
Hey, Bob. Glad you're back.
Hey, no problem. I'm proud to go ahead and defend our country the way that I did. Wouldn't do it any other way. If I got recalled back in, I'd do it again.
Well, it's always it's glad to have you guys back. So I guess for the first thing is and I'll just put this out there to start, but seeing what you guys think about the expansion for more high def channels through the year. Do you think on both Dish and Direct that we're going to see even some of the networks like AMC and Fox Movie Channel and that kind of stuff by the end of 08 go HD? And I'll hang up. Guys, sound great.
Nice call. Jamie will answer the question now. All right. Well, yes, I do think we'll see a lot more HD coming up over the year. I think Dish Network is finally going to give us some more HD beginning of the new year. I think they're holding back for CES, which is a first for them. I don't really know any real details of it, but that would make the perfect sense for me. And with the rumors coming out of them breaking out new HD packages, you can only think that new HD is coming. In addition, they're moving stuff around on the uplinks, and they're trying to make room for it. So it looks like it's possible. And I got to agree with Scott on this one.
I got to agree with Scott on this one. I also think that Dish is kind of holding back for CES. But I think also we got to remember that Dish has had a couple of setbacks this year with all the satellite launches that haven't happened due to rocket failures on the launch pad and rockets exploding and stuff like that. I think we'll see it like once when they get these satellites up. And also, Dish has taken a pretty big hit on their stock price as of lately. So I think they need to do something in order to get their stock back into the green.
Yeah. And Dish has something up their sleeves. As we noticed as of late, Dish Network is preparing to turn the 61.5 satellite into a spot beam satellite. In addition, this week they filed to launch a new satellite going to the 61.5 orbital location. To me, that signifies something big is going to be happening with 61.5. So that's something interesting there. If you're listening and you want to call in and say hello or ask a question of me or Bob, the number to dial in today, a special number, is 347-205-9051. That number again, 347-205-9051. So, Bob, you see the big game last night.
Yeah, I saw the big game. It was pretty awesome. I was watching on my big screen, high definition. In fact, I had to say that the NFL Network on DirecTV looked absolutely stunning last night. And my local CBS here looks pretty close to what NFL was showing, with NBC coming in a far second with lots of micro-pixelation and micro-blocking.
Yep, on the Satellite Guy site, we've had a kind of a little poll, had people checking what looked better, the NFL Network via Dish Network, DirecTV, or the local CBS and NBC. And from what I've seen, both satellite providers got the nod for the better quality HD. And I'm guessing that is because the networks have sub-channels on them, taking away bandwidth from the full HD.
Right, and I got to agree with you on that, Scott, because the NBC here in Chicago has Weather Plus application, which absolutely eats up bandwidth left and right. Our CBS, on the other hand, does not have any sub-channels. This is just for Chicago area, and it looked absolutely stunning. It was pretty hard to tell the difference between NFL Network and CBS, and I was really proud of WBBM and how great of a job they did.
Yeah, now one of the things here that if I was Charlie Ergen or DirecTV, I'd be very upset at the NFL Network for making the deal they did to broadcast this game, because the whole reason that they paid a lot of money to carry the NFL Network is so they could broadcast these exclusive games. And last night's game could have brought them a bunch of new subscribers. And unfortunately, because they made it available to everybody for free, it took away that thunder for NFL Network, for the satellite providers and the cable companies that offer that service.
Right, and to me it seemed like the NFL Network was wanting to poke towards Comcast and all the other cable companies that haven't offered their NFL Network as of yet, as they took it as a time during commercials to air their website, go to iwantnflnetwork.com, and kind of poke at these cable companies.
Yeah, well, what good is it now that the NFL season is, the regular season is essentially over? I don't know. I just don't think that the people who paid the big money for the NFL Network, that being Dish, DirecTV, UVerse, and a couple other cable companies out there, they didn't get their money's worth out of the NFL Network. And if I were them, I'd be kind of angry at NFL.
So, yeah, speaking of the NFL, I'm watching New Orleans right now in the Chicago game, and it looks like Chicago's going to be on top with this one. I don't know what you're watching. I was at the game last week, and it was awesome watching Green Bay beat up over – or Chicago beat up over Green Bay.
Lucky man. Hey, we're a week away from the Consumer Electronics Show. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but right now, give us a call at 347-205-9051. 347-205-9051. And at the moment, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with more Satellite Guys Radio.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, welcome back to Satellite Guys Radio, and I'm Scott Kraskowski, joined here by goalie Bob Nemitz, and as we talked about before we went to that break, Consumer Electronics Show coming up next week. Bob, when are you heading down to Las Vegas?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really pretty exciting to go to Las Vegas. I'm going to be heading down on Friday the 4th. I'll be staying a week, and I'll be there to cover everything from the Consumer Electronics Show to Adult Entertainment Expo to whatever. In fact, I might even be heading out to the Grand Canyon to do a little Satellite Guys scoop.
Yeah, Goldie Bob's going to be doing something very interesting for Satellite Guys. He's going to be sitting down and talking with the CEO of Extreme HD, which is a brand new high-definition service. It's not necessarily a satellite service because it doesn't have your regular satellite channels such as ESPN and, you know, HBO and stuff like that. What Extreme HD is a service. It's a set-top box that sits in your house, and you have a satellite dish pointed at a certain satellite, and it just constantly feeds 1080p movies down to your box. And then at your own convenience, you can sit down and watch these movies on demand. Full 1080p, full 7.1 surround sound. It's going to be a very interesting service, and I'm looking forward to being there when it launches.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there when it launches, too. They've brought out the star power, and I'm also looking forward to covering this for Satellite Guys and getting the details on exactly how you can get the most out of the service directly from Extreme HD's CEO.
Yep, and another interesting thing is we're going to be also talking with Michael Douglas, the actor from the movie Wall Street. I don't know if he's a Satellite Guy or not, but maybe we'll try handing him our business card and get him on board.
Yeah, not only that, I'm pretty excited because the podcast, I don't know if you guys are listening to the podcast, as if you are, you know, awesome. If you're not, what are you waiting for? But the podcast we're going to be doing in 1080i, doubly digital 5.1, all high def video podcast, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, both Bob and myself have been really gearing up for the CES. We're going to make a big splash this year. We're going to take a little bit ahead of where we're at before. Now, even though the CES is happening next week, unfortunately, because of the internet situation in Las Vegas at the time of CES, we don't expect to get a lot of video online, but look for it probably the week after CES.
Yep, and I know I got to do a lot of editing. It takes a lot of horsepower to be able to do all this high-def editing, and it's definitely look for the video, and we'll get it up as soon as we can.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be a lot of Satellite Guy staff there. We've got Rocky Mountain High. We've got Goalie Bob. We got a couple other people, too. I can't remember off the top of my head. We've got John Koch is coming in for us.
And hi to Rocky. I mean, he's going to be coming a little bit closer to my neck of the woods here in a couple months. He's had some really great news, found a new job at Southern Illinois University, and it's going to definitely be awesome meeting him.
Yeah, it should be a really good time. Everybody's looking forward to the big show in Las Vegas. And let's see here. I think we got a little bit of DirecTV news. So hold on 1 second here while I hit the button.
Direct to you. Here is the latest DirecTV news.
Okay, yes, DirecTV this week had two more HD channels to its lineup. They added Tennis Network HD and College Sports Television HD. Both those channels were not supposed to be online to the 31st, so they made a surprise early appearance here. And I'm checking right now. We've got a caller out there. So, Bob, if you don't mind, I'm going to take this call.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. I was wondering if you could expand on the use of 61.5 for the Northeast and what exactly is going to happen with the spot beams and if they're going to add more HD locals for the Northeast and what's going to happen with the rest of the HD channels for the people in the Northeast that can't see 129.
Sure. Who is this? What's your satellite guy's username?
It's John L.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. How's it sounding? This is our first attempt at this.
Oh, it sounds pretty good. It's a little weird listening on the computer and on the phone at the same time because there's that delay from the internet, but it's pretty cool.
Well, very cool. Well, I'm going to hang up on you, but listen to your computer and you'll hear your answer. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Okay, 61.5, while Dish has not officially announced anything yet, them putting it in spot beam mode means that they're going to be using it for local into local programming, which without official confirmation from them, we can only guess that it's going to be HD. Since analog broadcasts from broadcasters around the country are going away in 2009, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to start loading up on SD local and local channels. So I would expect them to start blanketing the country with local into local HD stuff. DirecTV currently carries the Hartford, Connecticut market, which is where I'm at. I'm actually in Newington, Connecticut. And Dish Network does not carry any Connecticut locals in HD. And if you look at what areas DirecTV carries and which ones Dish Network carries, they don't really overlap that much. So with this spot beam satellite, we'll open the door to Dish Network to allow them to offer a lot more local and local high-definition programming. Now, another big thing to remember is everybody thinks that 61.5 is just for use in the Northeast, and that is not true at all, because when Vloom was a real satellite service, not just a programming service like it is now, but when it was a satellite service, you could receive Vloom in Washington State, California, all along the West Coast without any issues whatsoever. Wow. Bob, our lines are filling up here. We've actually got four people on the line now, so I'm going to take another call here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so let's go here. Let's see here. I got to click the right button. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, my screen name on Satellite Guys is Big Daddy 10.
Cool. Good hearing from you. Well, what can we do for
Welcome
you today?
To the show.
Okay. Just had some questions. I'm a diehard Dish Network guy, and pretty much been pretty disappointed with all the things that have been happening. And what I'm hoping, and I'm sure you're probably in the know more than any of us, is that there's got to be some big announcements coming up at CES. If there isn't, I can see kind of a mass exodus of people trying to get out of here and going over to DirecTV with now the better picture quality and the more HD channels.
And, you know, I have to agree with you there. And it would really surprise me if Dish does not have a major announcement at CES. In fact, if they don't have a major announcement at CES, I do see a mass exodus coming. Satellite Guys reported earlier this week that Dish Network was changing all its existing customer programs as of February 1st, locking people in for a two-year deal. And I'm advising people not to do that at the moment. Wait and see what Dish Network has to offer before extending your contract with them. Yeah, because you never know. You don't want to be locked in for 2 years if you're not going to get the services you want.
Right, exactly.
Totally.
And you know, right now I've see that DirecTV is the best bet. Although you never know, Charlie May pulls the rabbit out of his hat, and he's done that before in the past, and he might do it again at CES.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for your call. We got the lines full here, so I'm going to take another call. But thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye bye. All right, Bob. Let me clear that line there. On the Mac here, it kind of takes double clicks to get people going, but
well, real quick, Scott, I want to thank a Satellite Guys user. For those of you guys that do listen to the podcast, his name is Scott Schranum, username SD Schranum. He made us some great podcasting graphics, which will be debuting on tonight's show, so keep an eye out for that.
Very cool. Okay, let's try this line here. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Set.
Yep, we can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yep, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so excuse me. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I have a really bad connection.
Why don't you try calling back, okay? All right, let's go to the other line here. Sorry about that for the person, but call on back. We'll get you back online. Let's go to another line here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air with Satellite Guys.
Hey, Scott.
Hello. Yes, hello from the 614 area code. How can we help you?
Hey, this is Jake72.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are things going?
Hey, I don't know. I got to work tomorrow, which kind of stinks. You know.
That's too bad.
New Year's Eve. Go ahead.
Question for you on the DirecTV buyout of the Replay TV. Just curious on what you guys think is going to come out of that.
Well, I think the Replay TV buyout was actually an incredibly smart move by DirecTV. As you know, they have an agreement in place with TiVo at the moment, and it says that TiVo can't sue them for using their patented software or patents. And by buying Replay TV, it allows DirecTV, when that agreement ends with TiVo, to continue using basically patents because Replay TV owns similar type patents, and they don't have to pay TiVo any more licensing fees. While that sounds good, it sounds bad for TiVo at the same time, because ultimately down the end of the road, DirecTV can, you know, give TiVo the old heave-ho and continue operating, and that's going to be a big loss for TiVo.
Yeah, it really is, and, you know, TiVo's been kind of trying to stay out of the black as of lately, and seems like they've done a pretty good job at that, but you know, DirecTV is a major programming partner, and I can't name countless of people that have DirecTV in their homes or in their businesses. And I really think that it was a pretty smart move also on DirecTV, as it allows them to enhance their current DVRs that they have.
Anything else we can answer for you?
No, that's all.
Great. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Happy New Year. All right. Well, the phone lines are all open again. That last caller who called in beforehand and couldn't hear us correctly, you can try calling back in again. And if you're just tuning into us, you're listening to Satellite Guys Radio. This is a special test broadcast. I am Scott Gruskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nimitz. So, Bob,
hey,
what
guys.
Else is on your mind today?
Nothing too much. You know, we got a little bit of DirecTV news and rumors going on. We had Dish Network. I don't know. What do you think we got going on, Scott?
Oof. I don't know. I'm so waiting for CES. Let me give out the phone numbers here real quick. 347-205-9051. If you guys like this, we can continue doing these shows. I'm looking to do them probably on a bi-weekly or monthly type basis. And if we can get the support up, we'll even offer an 800 number, a toll-free number that you can call in on instead of the number now. If you're wondering where you're calling, that 347 number is in New York City. Okay, the number again is 347-205-9051. Let's see here. What else do we got going on the cooker today, Bob? 100,000 registered members. We hit it the day after Christmas. Kind of a late Christmas present, but a very welcome one.
Yep. It was definitely a late Christmas present and a welcome one. And, you know, congratulations to our 100,000 member, which is QWERT1515. And it's definitely something that we strive to, because we, as a Satellite Guy staff member, we don't get paid to do any of this. And we do it because we love to, and we love helping you guys out. And that's mainly what our goals are here, is to make sure you can get the most out of your system.
Yeah. Okay, we got a question in the chat room. And by the way, you can access the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/satelliteguys and clicking on the chat button. The question comes in from guest 221, wanting to know about the possibility of extra HD editions in the separate packages for an additional cost on Dish. I don't have any solid information on that, unfortunately. And it's something that I've been digging for, but not digging for at the same time, because when you've been doing this as long as I've been doing this, sometimes you like a good surprise, and I'm really hoping that Dish will pull something out of their hat. So I've been kind of avoiding trying to find out what is in those HD packages. It sounds kind of hokey, I know, but I just want a good surprise. It makes the CES more interesting to me if I don't know some things going into it, and then we all are surprised together. But I have heard of the $9.99 package, which I've heard is going to be all the HD channels on the 110 satellite. That's not confirmed, though, but that's just a rumor. Then the existing HD package, and then a $29.99 HD package. And I'm not really 100% sure what's going to be in that $30 package, because if you're getting all the HD channels now, there has to be something extra in there to make it worthwhile. And I can't really see them offering like HBO or Cinemax or Showtime or even Stars included in that for $10 more, because everybody would drop their premium channel services and just pay $10 more a month to get the channels in HD only. Any comment on that, Bob?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we're going to have to see and wait, and hopefully EchoStar can pull that hat out of the rabbit. And you know, it's I'm really thinking that Charlie has to do something, otherwise he's going to lose a lot of his high definition subscriber base.
Yeah, Charlie looks dumb on TV, acts dumb on TV, and I know I'm going to get a phone call from him about that, but Charlie is a very, very smart man. Don't let the redneck Charlie persona you see on TV, don't let that be the judge of the guy's smarts, because the guy is one of the smartest guys I've ever met, and if you look at his bank account and compare it to my bank account, he's very, 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 very much smarter than I am. Let's see, we got a question here from DGenX321. What are the chances that MSG HD gets lit up when Nesson HD goes online? Good question, and since this is pub members only broadcast and mostly pub members are listening today, I put a rumor in the pub saying that there's a very, 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 very good chance that Nesson HD will be coming to Dish Network shortly after the beginning of the year. And MSG HD, I'm sure we will be seeing that pretty close. That could be some of the additional programming that we see on it. I know they were testing it at 61.5 at one point. I don't know if it's still up there now, but I do believe we will see it sometime in the new year. Let's see here. I'm just reading the screen real quick. And he's just elaborating that he's a Pens fan. Let's see here. Interesting that Tennis Channel HD goes online. I think their first actual HD program will start on the first of the year. Up until now, it's just been upconverted to standard definition, and of course, that's available only in HD right now on DirecTV, which is really kind of surprising, because earlier this year, Tennis HD had a special broadcast, and Dish Network carried it, and then DirecTV picked up on it. So it looks like there could be an agreement there. Must just be space right now why they're not carrying it.
Yeah, I kind of found that as a surprise too, because it seemed like Dish was really pushing the envelope on Tennis Channel HD, showing that they're going to have it and all kinds of stuff, but yet DirecTV came out and brought it on first.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Satellite Guys Radio. I'm Scott. He's Goalie Bob. You can call us, be live, part of the conversation here. Area code 347-205-9051. Again, that number is 347-205-9051. It is a toll call to New York City, but if you got a cell phone and got unlimited nights and weekends, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call, hop on Skype, do whatever you got to do, give us a call now. Again, the number 347-205-9051. I'm kind of surprised. I was expecting to hear from Claude from Dish Store calling in today, but I haven't heard from him yet. Bob gave away a really, really, really incredible prize at our holiday party, which was a year of free Dish Network service with the everything package, locals, and the Dish HD package. That was like an incredible prize from Claude. And
yeah,
I want to thank him for that.
It was definitely an amazing prize, as you know, I could always use a year of free TV. But, you know, congratulations to the winner on that, who is definitely going to be enjoying a year of Dish HD for free.
Yep, and that was a great prize. In fact, the entire night was great. We gave away all kinds of prizes. We gave away the Wii, the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, the SkyVision DSR 410 box, all kinds of great prizes we gave away that night. And it was something to give back to you to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our success that we've had. We're only 4 years old, and we've already got more members than all the other satellite sites combined. And I'm going to go right now because we have no new callers online, but we have people asking questions. Someone wants to know the implications of Charlie creating a $30 HD package when DirecTV has theirs for $10. DirecTV has theirs for $10 is while it's true, it's also untrue because to get all the packages, you got to pay $5 more for the 5 missing channels. And I'm also hearing that there's a price increase coming in March from DirecTV, including on the HD packages. So it wouldn't surprise me in March to see the cost be $20 for all of DirecTV HD channels.
Right, and I know when I look at my bill, it's just right around the same range as Dish Network's HD because of the fact that you do pay the $9.99 plus the $4.99 for the 5 plus the HD access fee. So it really equals out to almost the same as Dish Network right now.
Let's see here. Someone asking the question, will Direct ever get rid of the 72.5 wing dish for locals now that they have all the room with their slim line? And the answer to that would be no, because they've already put the capital expense out there of putting up dishes for people to receive locals off of that satellite location. However, in saying that, somewhere down the road, they could be broadcasting those locals available from that 72.5 location on the main bird so you can get it with a slimline dish and broadcast them from both locations and then over time phase out the 72.5 dish. So I don't see them getting rid of it immediately, but down the road it can, but it's probably going to be a dual illumination. Let's see here. Just making sure nobody's calling here. This is the satellite guys. This is our test broadcast. We thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 30th of December, just a day and a half to go in the year 2007. And what an exciting year it was for satellite guys. I keep meaning to do this every year, and maybe one of the pub members can help me out here for next year. I pride myself on breaking a lot of news before you see it at other satellite sites and other sites in general. And I always mean to keep a list of all the news that I broke first before you read it anywhere else. And once again, this year I did not do that, but I know we've broken a lot of news. We've shown you a lot of new products before anybody else. And I just want to say thank you to everybody again for everything this year because it's been really great for us. It's been a great 2007. And 2008 is looking to shape up to be really, really great. And once again, thank you.
So, Scott, I'm here looking at multi-channel news online, and it looks like EchoStar is set to split off its corporation in two different directions on January 1st with EchoStar Holding Corporation.
Yep, EchoStar Holding Corporation and Dish Network, two separate companies. That was something I actually predicted about 6 months ago, and it came true, surprisingly. And the interesting thing now is to see what Charlie does with it. Is he going to sell off one of the companies? Is he going to keep both of the companies? EchoStar is a really big company, and their engineering is some of the best engineering in the United States for video-type equipment. And it'll be interesting to see if EchoStar gets their feet wet with other types of consumer electronics. And it will also be interesting to see what happens with the direction of the Dish Network service.
Right. I'm especially going to be interested in the VIP service that they're going to be offering here down the road for content distribution to different content partners.
Yeah. That should be very interesting. It's going to be kind of like a hits-type service. And the weird part about that service is they put out the press release about it, and all the details weren't set in stone yet. So it was kind of interesting, and I was wondering why they put out a press release about this new service when they weren't really competing with anybody to begin with. But that's Dish Network. They do things by the seat of their pants. Well, we're going to take another quick short break here. We got about 10 minutes remaining to the show. But I do want you to call in. Well, we're trying to test out all the phone lines here. We got one call that just came online from the 336 area code. We'll get to you in just 1 second. And you're listening to the Satellite Guys Radio Network.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, the phone lines are open. We got a caller here, but get on the line so you can get on with us. We got 9 minutes remaining. The number is 347-205-9051. The number again, 347-205-9051. Let's go to the phone lines now. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. So
what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question, and I wasn't sure what flies or, you know, what questions we're supposed to. But I just have a question. I was hoping. I'm looking for some answers. Can you help me out?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Me and my friend are having a debate about global warming. Now, I'm a full believer, but my friend is not.
How did you get off the phone?
Hello, caller.
Looks like we lost that one.
Yeah.
No, well.
Global warming, eh?
Global warming. Don't eat beans. All right. Oh, boy.
That's almost just as brightful as the clock channel in HD or grass HD.
Yeah, if you're a pub member, you saw actually the grass HD channel. It was a Satellite Guys exclusive. In fact, we should have probably put this before.
Satellite Guys exclusive. Satellite Guys exclusive.
Oh, we needed that sound effect right before the green grass growing channel. We got some more calls. Actually, no calls, but looking at the questions coming in. Scott, any ideas why Dish always hammers the best customers with America's Everything Pack with the biggest price increases? I think the honest reason for that is most people subscribe to the Everything Pack not to get the pay channels, but to avoid paying the DVR fees. And Dish is starting to know this, and they're trying to creep up the price to recover the lost DVR fees, but they're still trying to undercut themselves so that it still seems like a value package. So they'll keep bumping it $5, $5, $5 until they reach the point where it's kind of even there with the DVR fees, just a little bit below, so it's still a value for customers.
You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that and that they mentioned that with the price increases is, at what point does all these price increases become too much on the consumer? You know, Wall Street speculation, there's a lot of speculation going around that we're in a recession right now. You know, where does it start becoming too much? I know Dish had the Feed the Cable Pig campaign, and they were gloating about how the price increases, how they keep it to a minimal, and cable, it seems like it's coming up for cable companies, whereas now here's the satellite companies kind of doing the same thing the cable companies were doing about 3 years ago.
Yeah, and it was funny that Dish ran the big Cable Pig campaign, and, you know, just a couple months after putting that campaign out, they went and started raising the prices for themselves. So does that make Dish a pig as well? You know, honestly, I don't have a problem with price increases. It comes with the cost of, you know, programming. While I don't necessarily watch sports like ESPN and stuff like that, I do realize that those channels have an increase in cost every year because of, you know, the sports packages. And you know, we're going to see other increases coming down the line because the writers are going to be going back to work next year, hopefully. And, you know, somebody's got to pay them. And it's going to keep going and going and going. It's just part of the chain of life.
Yep,
how much
and,
too much is the question, and as long as people are paying it, then it's not too much. Guest 221 has a question wanting to know, what are the orbital slots for the new proposed Dish MPEG-4 only service? And don't know. They never really announced anything with that. They never announced what slots they were going at. Charlie just, you know, came up with a comment saying they were going to start their own MPEG-4 only service, but never gave us any solid guidelines. And when I've talked with Charlie and other people from Dish Network, you know, face to face, and asked them about that, they didn't want to talk about that. So it's something they have up their sleeves, but they don't want to show their cards yet.
Right. And you know, it's kind of funny because everybody's bidding on the spectrum space that the FCC is handing out to new customers. I don't think EchoStar expected as much competition as there has been with this brand new spectrum space for the tweener slots.
Yeah, and the other thing here, we see an upcoming FCC auction coming up. And what's going to make that thing interesting is Dish Network is one of the bidders on it, but if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say that Dish gets to about the middle rounds of bidding, and then they're going to drop out. It's just the way they operate. I don't see them going any farther than that. And we got time for like a couple more calls here. So if you are listening and don't want to talk about global warming, call us at 347-205-9051. I'm Scott Kraskowski, joined with goalie Bob Nemitz, and we're having a good time here on our test inaugural broadcast of Satellite Guys Radio. And we have a full chat room here. I can't see how many people are in there at the moment because my Skype is hiding the number of people in the room. 20 users in the room. Wow. Good-sized crowd. Welcome, guys, to Satellite Guys Radio. Let's see, Bob, what else do we have on the burner? I know we have a Satellite Guys podcast coming out tomorrow morning. Is that the case?
Yep, we got a Satellite Guys podcast that will be coming up tomorrow morning. We'll be covering all the latest news that's happened the past couple of weeks that we've missed out because of the Christmas holidays. And it's definitely going to be something that maybe we'll hear a couple things that we haven't heard here already. So,
yep, some interesting things. We always try hiding something for the podcast listeners and thank them for listening. If you do listen to the podcast, remember to vote for our podcast at Podcast Alley. It's kind of interesting to see in the vast realm of the internet how popular Satellite Guys is becoming, and seeing us ranked in the 200s out of the 50,000-plus podcasts out there is really amazing, but we want to go higher. So give us your votes there when you listen to the podcast, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really interesting how high we are getting and how much viewership we have. And it'll be great once when I get down to the CES to see all the fans of the show and say hi, and definitely – if you see me doing an interview, definitely don't come up to me. Just wait until after the interview is done. But definitely be interesting to meet you all and say hi to you guys.
Yeah, it's really, really going to be looking forward to CES. Join us here at Satellite Guys for all our exclusive content. One of the things I'm looking forward at CES that I haven't really talked about online is DirecTV. And I can't really give away too many details yet, but you're going to see the involvement with DirecTV and Satellite Guys increasing dramatically in 2008. Oh, Bob, I hear the music there. Looks like we're almost out of time.
Yeah, it looks good. Well, thank you, guys, and it's been a great show. And just keep it tuned for the podcast. It'll be coming up later on.
Yep, thank you, guys, for tuning in to us in our test show. We look forward to your feedback. And thanks for being supporters and club members. That really helped us out. As I just reported there, we just had a big bill come in for bandwidth overages, but we'll get that all taken care of, I'm sure. Once again, on behalf of me and Bob, a Happy New Year to you all, and we'll catch you next time at SatelliteGuys.us.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net.
Once again, guys,
on behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.
Once again, Bob, take it away. Say Happy New Year. We got 12 seconds left.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right, guys. We'll see you, and thank you again for your support of Satellite Guys US. We'll see you again soon. Once again, Happy New Year.
Blog Talk Radio.
And we're off.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. I think we're off. I'll see you on Skype.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right.